The title of our sermon on this Christmas day is this: Let's Cancel Christmas.
今天我们正道的题目呢，是让我们取消圣诞。
Our text is from Philippians chapter 2, just read. Let me read just a couple of verses. St. Paul writes, Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, though he existed in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant and being made in the likeness of men.
我们正道经文呢，是腓立比书第二章，其中五到七节这样说：你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有上帝的形象，不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Many of you at Christmas time may remember a famous book by an English author named Charles Dickens. The book is entitled A Christmas Carol. And a famous character in that story, whose name is Ebenezer Scrooge.
你们当中可能有许多的人，特别是在圣诞节期间呢，可能会想到查尔斯·狄更斯的著名的小说《圣诞颂歌》，以及呢，在这个小说当中的主人公叫埃比尼泽·斯克鲁奇。
Ebenezer Scrooge had a famous expression about his opinion of Christmas, an expression we have now heard for hundreds of years. Scrooge said, "Bah, humbug."
对于圣诞节呢，这个狄更斯小说的主人公呢，斯克鲁奇呢，他非常有自己很强的主见，他用一个我们常听到已经流传了很久的描述，就是呸，骗子。
When you look up the word humbug in the dictionary, here's the definition. Something made up or something used to deceive or mislead or to fraud people.
那在字典当中我们找到的这个词骗子或者是欺诈的解释呢，是这样的，就是诱骗、误导或者是冒牌、假装的意思。
There's a story told of a tired and worn out mother at Christmas time. She had been shopping for many hours with her young children.
所以有这么样的一个故事呢，讲述在一个圣诞节的期间呢，一个疲惫不堪的母亲，她就是带着她的孩子呢去圣诞节的购物。
This young mother was tired. Her children were begging, "Mama, Mama, Mama," for every toy on the shelf.
这位妇人呢，她非常非常的疲劳，因为她的孩子们叫嚷着要货架上的每一件的玩具。
All this tired mother could think about was all the preparations she had to make, the Christmas meals, the baking, the decorations, the cards to write and to mail.
所以在这位母亲的脑海当中呢，她全是她自己想要在圣诞节期间呢做的准备，比如像准备食物啊、烤饼干啊、装饰她的房间啊，那些要写、要寄出去的这些圣诞的贺卡。
Finally, she drug her small children with her into an elevator in the store filled with people.
最终呢，最后呢，她拖着她的这些小的孩子们呢，进入到了那商场里的拥挤不堪的电梯里边。
When the elevator's door closed, she said out loud, "Bah, humbug! Whoever started this whole Christmas thing should be found, strung up, and shot."
当这个电梯的门呢最终关上的时候呢，这位母亲就大声地说：“呸， 骗子，应该将开始圣诞节的人找出来，给他绑起来，并且枪毙了他。
From the back of the elevator, a calm and quiet voice responded, "Don't worry, we have already crucified him."
这个时候呢，在电梯后面传来了一个非常沉稳、平静的声音回答说。
For the rest of the trip down,
不要担心。
I'm not sorry. Go ahead.
不要担心，我们已经将他钉在十字架上了。
谢谢。For the rest of the trip down in the elevator was so quiet, you could have heard a pin drop.
在剩下的时间里呢，电梯中呢一片的宁静，静的可以听到一根针掉在地上的声音。
Bah humbug! Today's sermon title is "Let's Cancel Christmas."
呸骗子！今天我们正道的题目就是让我们取消圣诞节。
Now today I'm only one half serious, but let's concentrate on the half that is serious.
今天呢，我这样说呢，有一半呢是认真的。那就让我们集中在这一半认真的说法上面。
There is a humbug in Christmas, a profound sickness in Christmas, and unless this sickness is cured, the day needs to be abandoned as a Christian holiday.
所以在圣诞节呢，有一个严重的疾病，除非将这个疾病医治了，在圣诞节确实有一个骗子。并且基督徒在庆祝圣诞节的时候需要把它抛弃掉。
Now listen very carefully. Commercialism is not the culprit.
请大家注意，这个商业精神或者商业主义不是这个被告人。
It's a standard routine of preachers to condemn commercialism and marketing, to condemn the big business of Christmas. Oh, those godless TV commercials and those big money stores just trying to make money at Christmas.
谴责圣诞的商业化和其中的巨大的商机呢？通常是传道者他们非常通常的做法。谴责那些不敬钱的电视商业广告或者商家在圣诞赚取了巨大的利益。
That's what I said.
Yes, exactly.
No, commercialism is not the culprit.
不是，商业主义不是被告人。
In its own perverted way, commercialism is forcing our world to at least pause and acknowledge the birth of Jesus.
按照他们自己的曲解呢，商业主义至少是在强迫我们的世界来暂停一下，让我们来认知耶稣基督的降生。
In a way, St. Paul speaks of this in the lesson today from Philippians chapter 2, when he said that at the name of Jesus, every kneeWill bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
正如圣保罗在腓立比书二章十节所说的，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Not everyone will confess Jesus in faith and worship.But everybody one day, at Judgment Day especially, will have to acknowledge who Jesus is.
那不是每一个人都会凭信心承认耶稣基督并且敬拜他，但是每一个人总有一天在审判的日子将被迫的承认耶稣是谁。
Today, commercialism does that, even if it does not intend to.
今天呢，你看商业主义做了他们没有计划去做的事情。
Expressions like Merry Christmas and Christmas shopping and Christmas holidays puts the name of Jesus Christ before all people.
这就表现在呢，像圣诞快乐、圣诞购物、圣诞假期这样的用语，将耶稣基督的名字展示在世人的面前。
The chairman of the board of any store or any business cannot ignore the fact of Christmas.
任何商业机构的董事会主席呢，他们都没有办法忽视圣诞节这个事实。
No, the reason to cancel Christmas is not commercialism.
所以不是的，要这个取消圣诞节的原因呢，不是商业主义或者是商业精神。
The reason to cancel Christmas is that Christmas is misunderstood by those of us who should know better.
这个圣诞节真的要被取消的原因，是被像我们这样本身应该明白的人错误的理解了。
Too many Christian believers see Christmas as an end, not as a beginning.
有太多的基督教信徒，有这个基督教信仰的人呢，看圣诞呢只是一个开始，只是一个终结，而不是一个开始。
Christmas is the beginning of a journey, the journey of Almighty God that comes to climax at the cross and the empty tomb of our Savior Jesus Christ.
圣诞节是一个旅程的开始，这是全能上帝的旅程。是在十字架和空坟墓达到高峰的旅程。
Listen again to some words from our reading from Philippians 2 about this journey.
再让我们听一下今天经文腓立比书二章中关于这一旅程的描述。
St. Paul writes, Although Christ Jesus existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself.Taking the form of a servant, and he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on the cross.
圣保罗说，耶稣本有上帝的形象，他不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Christmas is only the beginning of the journey of God.
圣诞只是上帝旅程的开始。
The beginning at the birth in Bethlehem's manger.
开始在伯利恒马槽里的降生。
The beginning that led our Savior to the cross of Calvary, the very reason he came.
是带领我们的救主往哥哥他的十字架的开始。这是他来的真正的原因。
But we would like to isolate Christmas, to preserve it as an event, all complete in itself.
然而呢，我们却将圣诞节割裂起来，将它当作一个本身独立的事件。
We would make it a goal. We would make it an ending. We would make it just one day.In December,
我们将其视为一个目标，或是一个终点。我们将其是仅仅是做在十二月里的一天而已。
Worse yet, we would make it a festival of children, with a cute little baby in the manger and a cute little number of children in a children's program.
更糟糕的是，我们将它看成是一个以迷人的婴孩在马槽当中和一群可爱的孩子完成的圣诞表演的儿童的节日。
We would agree with the very popular but false idea, Christmas is for children.
我们却同意那一个非常流行但是错误的说法，就是圣诞是为了孩子的。
But all of this leads us to the real problem. We would see Christmas apart from the cross.
所以所有这些将我们带入了一个真正的问题。我们看圣诞是与十字架是分离开的。
This can end up being just sentimental emotion with no reason or purpose.
这个呢，可以呢，是一个没有真实目的的伤感。
And this might be one of the reasons While the earliest Christian church, after the birth of Jesus, did not celebrate Christmas as a holiday for the first 300 years.
所以呢，这个呢，也许就是初期教会的时候，在初期教会前300年的期间呢，当时没有庆祝圣诞节的，可能是其中的一个原因之一。
Did you know that? It wasn't until the 300s AD that the Christian church began to celebrate Christmas.
你知道吗？只有到了公元300年开始，这个基督徒才开始庆祝圣诞节。
The early church concentrated on Easter, the climax of Jesus' life. Easter, the celebration of Jesus' victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over the devil.
取而代之的呢，早期教会将注意力集中在这个耶稣生命的高峰，也就是复活节上，在复活节庆祝耶稣战胜罪、死亡和魔鬼。
The end of Jesus' life is really the center and the foundation of our Christian faith.
所以耶稣的生命在这个世界的结束是基督徒信心的中心和基础。
His birth is just the beginning.
所以耶稣的降生只是这个开始而已。
When the early church began to celebrate Christmas, it was not seen as an isolated event.
所以在这个早期教会开始庆祝圣诞节的时候呢，圣诞没有被看作是一个仅仅是一个独立的事件。
It was seen as the beginning of the first dawning of that heavenly light that fully shined at Easter.
它被看作呢，是将在复活节完全闪耀的黎明之光。
Today for us, Christmas is not meant to be an isolated event found on a sentimental Hallmark greeting card.
所以今天的圣诞节并不是意味着体现在感情交流的这些贺卡上的一个独立的孤立的事件。
Christmas is the beginning of the journey of God to come to our world to destroy sin, destroy death, destroy the powers of darkness.
圣诞节而是上帝击败罪、死亡和魔鬼。 以及所有黑暗权柄的旅程的开始。
Christmas turns our eyes to Easter.
所以圣诞节将我们的目光转向复活节。
Look into that Bethlehem manger where Mary first laid her newborn baby Jesus.
所以看那伯利恒喂养动物的马槽，在那里，玛利亚将儿子。
What do you see when you look in that manger?
你看到什么了呢?
You see both the helpless baby of Mary and the crucified and victorious Son of God.
你同时看到玛利亚无助的儿子和被钉十字架并且得胜的上帝的儿子。
When Jesus was born, the holy angels sang, Glory to God in the highest.
当耶稣出生的时候，天使高唱，荣耀归于至高真神。
On this Christmas day, 2015, where is that glory to be found?
在今天，2015年的圣诞日，在哪里能找到真正的荣耀呢？
Not just in angels singing, shepherds bowing, and wise men giving gifts.
不仅仅在天使的歌声中，牧羊人的敬拜，博士的献礼。
But also that glory of God is found in your life and in mine, shaped and transformed by Jesus' victory over sin, death, and devil, and his victory at the empty tomb. Christmas must lead us to Easter.
这荣耀特别是在你我的生命当中，这生命是被在十字架上和空坟墓里战胜罪、死亡和魔鬼的主耶稣基督的拯救重新塑造和改变的新的生命当中。所以圣诞节一定要指向复活节。
That message that began with the singing of the angels, the adoration of the shepherds, and the gifts of the wise men comes to full crescendo when our Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live.
所以这个从天使欢歌、牧羊人的颂赞、博士献礼开始的信息，在耶稣基督宣告，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活的时候达到了高潮。
Permit me to end this sermon by telling you a short story.
允许我在这次讲道当中呢，告诉你一个很短的故事。
It was Christmas 1978 in St. Louis, Missouri in the USA.
在美国密苏里州圣路易斯1978年的圣诞节。
I was a seminary student studying to become a pastor.
当时我是一位神学院的学生，在学习准备成为一名牧师。
I was visiting a man and his wife in the hospital.
我到医院呢，探望一位病人和他的太太。
The man whose name was Harold Hoffman was dying.
这位病人的名字叫哈罗德·霍夫曼，他生命垂危。
And just before he died, lying in this hospital bed, he took a hold of my hand.
所以在他离世之前呢，在这个医院的病床上呢，他抓住了我的手。
He told me that probably one day I would be lying in my own deathbed with my wife standing over me.
所以他告诉我呢，有一天我也会在这个临终之际呢，躺在这个病床上呢，我的太太呢也站在那里跟我在一起。
And as this dying man held my hand, he said some very important words.
所以他当抓着我的手的时候呢，他说了几句非常重要的话。
He told me the only thing that would really ever matter is that I loved and I trusted Jesus, who died on the cross and rose from the grave to pay for my sins.
所以他说，到那个时候，唯一重要的是我爱、我信靠为我赎罪的、死在十字架上并且复活的耶稣基督。
Wow, what a gift those words were to me.
哇，这些话对我来说是多么好的礼物啊。
Because this man was soon going to die, his family were talking about canceling all their Christmas plans.
因为这位病人到了生命的尽头啊，他的家人呢就商量要取消他们的圣诞庆祝的计划。
Cancel, said Mr. Hoffman from his bed.
所以取消，霍夫曼在他的床上说。
Cancel Christmas?
说取消圣诞节。
The very reason for Christmas was so that I could go to heaven when I die.
所以圣诞节的原因就是在我要离世之后可以进入天堂。
A few days later, he did die. And Christmas took on more meaning for that family than ever before.
几天之后呢，他的确的离开了。圣诞节当时对他的家人来讲，比以往的更加有意义。
Yes, Jesus is the reason for the season.
是的，耶稣是这一季节的真正的原因。
And the reason for the Christmas season is the cross and the empty tomb.
所以，并且圣诞季节的理由就是十字架和空坟墓。
The forgiveness of sins
是罪的赦免。
And the gift of heaven
是那天堂的礼物。
Today we celebrate Christmas Day, and because of Christmas Day, Easter is coming.
今天我们来庆祝圣诞日，因为这圣诞日，同时我们知道复活节即将的到来。
In the name of Jesus, 圣诞快乐！
奉耶稣基督的圣名 ，Merry Christmas！
Amen.
Amen.